transport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Late September, Hurricane Rita ravaged the Texas coast. Powerful winds turned homes into rubble, knocked out power, uprooted trees, and laid waste to coastal wetlands.
The impact of Rita went from Matagorda all the way, of course, up into Louisiana.
Dr. Larry McKinney is director of coastal fisheries at Texas Parks and Wildlife. Wetlands, he said, act as a buffer against forces like Rita. In September, McKinney got a bird's-eye view of the damage during a flyover. The gulf, he said, penetrated the shoreline deep into the back marshes.
And those back marshes are mostly fresh and brackish, and so when you get that high salinity in there, you're going to get some losses, death of the marsh itself. And then when you lose parts of the marsh, you begin to get into erosion issues and that type of thing.
Marshes or wetlands are ecologically sensitive areas that serve as critical habitat for fish and wildlife. Rita's impact could have been much worse, McKinney said.
These areas are kind of like our natural infrastructure. We talk about the infrastructure of the power and the roads and all of those types of things that we're all dependent upon. Well, the animals, plants and animals in our natural world has an infrastructure as well, and it's those wetlands. So they're going to have to try to get along until that infrastructure comes back.
Log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website for more information on how wetlands benefit man and beast. That's our show for today, made possible by a grant from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.